The ADOC Cod Cooperative formed in 2013 when two businessmen with experience in salmon fisheries decided to branch out. They signed a 20-year lease for the facility on ADOC, and they agreed to pay more than $2 million to the city government for the equipment inside. But after one season processing Pacific cod, the owners decided they couldn't continue on their own. Rudy Sukata is the president for Aleut Enterprise, which owns the factory building. He says it presents a lot of financial challenges.
From our perspective, that facility, I would not say it's a huge moneymaker, if any. It's more of an economic driver for the entire community. And of course, that includes fuel sales for my subsidiary as well.
The high cost of energy has been a stumbling block for some tenants. When Icicle Seafoods walked away from their lease after just 2 years, the company cited concerns about the Pacific cod stock. But ADOC Cod Cooperative is still in the picture. Sukata says they've been negotiating with large processing conglomerates and smaller businesses to take over operations. As far as the landlord is concerned, Sukata says,
we'd love to have both. You know, we have 15 to 20 million pounds of potential cod landings for the Tridents, the Icicles of the world. But we also have room for things like the specialty live crab, decent halibut fishery, as well as a black cod fishery.
Those products could be packaged up fresh and flown off the island, generating revenue from air freight. ADOC City Manager Leighton Lockett says that's especially important now that the community's federal flight subsidies are up for renewal. Alaska Airlines has been flying jets to ADOC under a $4 million essential air service agreement. Before it expires in October, the Department of Transportation is taking proposals from interested airlines. In the meantime, Lockett and Sukata say the deal to run ADOC's fish plant could be done by the end of January. In on Alaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.